Wednesday News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A brutal heat wave roasting much of the southern U.S. in Florida. Record heat is making things difficult for sea life.
When we get near 34, 35 degrees, then you start talking about coral bleaching down in the Keys.
Florida International University's Dr. Todd Kroll predicts fish will start dying and there will be more algae blooms in the Keys. This as the Southwest continues to roast in triple-digit extreme heat. Authorities in Vermont have confirmed the first fatality in the state related to this week's storms and flooding. The 63-year-old man died Wednesday after a drowning accident in his home. The U.S. House is set to vote on a series of amendments to the sweeping defense spending bill. Hardline Republican lawmakers are hoping to use floor amendments to tank Pentagon policies on diversity, climate change, and transgender-related medical services. Senate Democrats are pushing the Justice Department to protect the right of Americans to travel between states for abortions.
They said they're alarmed by efforts in some states to target abortion providers offering care to out-of-state patients. The group requested a briefing later this month from the Justice Department's Reproductive Health Task Force, which was created following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue shooter is eligible for the death penalty. Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh President Jeff Finkelstein calls the jury's decision a just decision.
Federation does not have a position on the death penalty, but this was an act of anti-Semitism, and the defendant deserves to answer for his crime.
A grand jury decided Robert Bowers can be sentenced to death after deliberations. Bowers was convicted last month of killing 11 people in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history in 2018. The Secret Service is closing its investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House. They failed to identify a suspect. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brandon along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brandon, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
And see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
The Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists held a news conference Thursday at its Los Angeles headquarters to announce the union has approved a strike against the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. SAG after lead negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland says strike begins tonight.
We're not going to take this anymore. You people are crazy. What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
The union wants compensation models restructured to accommodate emerging technology. There's still no sign of escaped prisoner Michael Burham after a week-long hunt for the dangerous fugitive. George Bivens with the Pennsylvania State Police said they're counting on Burham to get tired and sloppy.
If not sloppy, worn out. Part of our strategy is to push him hard, and we are pushing him hard. Anyone who's pushed hard tends to make mistakes.
Officials say the homicide suspect, who is said to have survivalist skills, busted out of a Pennsylvania jail through the roof overnight last Thursday. A Southern California city will pay the guardian of a child $300,000 after the 7-year-old was burned by a cup of noodle soup.
The lawsuit filed last year cited negligence at a day camp run by the city. The child bought a cup of noodles and was handed the styrofoam cup filled with boiling water. The cup should be filled with hot water and the noodles allowed to soften. Instead, the staff allegedly filled the cup with water and microwaved the entire thing. The cup spilled on the child, causing severe burns and scarring. I'm Dina Kodiak.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.